The Lavelles and Kids Shooting Frogs into the Sky. November 1964. It's early fall in Kearney, Arizona, and still brick hot. I've just recently debuted on the planet, and I'm thirsty, fussing in my crib. Outside, they're playing rocket scientists, testing the feasibility of penny frog flight. Papa Jean Lavelle, a teacher at the junior high, is the Houston instructing his kids and my brother and sisters. He shows them how to encapsulate the subject in a toilet paper tube capped with waxed paper and rubber bands. The frog twitches and kicks in its cardboard silo, tiny toes scratching against the paper drum. Papa Jean straps the frog vessel onto the rocket with duct tape, positions it towards the northwestern corner of the sky, and lights the fuse. The fuse sputters and spits, and before the scrambling frog can even register fear in its BB-sized brain, it's a web-footed John Glenn with major technical difficulties and no radio. My grandfather exhausts an entire roll of slides on the event, preserving it for posterity. The experiment is repeated with new subjects until a conclusion can be drawn. None of the frogs survive. They have little froggy heart attacks or suffer a terrible implosion long before Mother Nature, who resists overt vertical aggression, smacks them back down to earth. Inside the house, ignorant of frogs, of the mysteries of physics, I suck gratefully on my bottle and fondle my toes. My grandfather captures none of this on film. I am grandchild number 7, and the thrill is no doubt waning, but I remember it so that I may one day write this poem about how cool and sweet the milk was, how happy my toes were to meet me, how I cooed like a chubby little hummingbird, drinking, drinking, oblivious to the fate of hapless amphibians.